This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Western culture, even the most sacred beliefs are fair game for satire. Monty Python proved that 30 years ago with the movie The Life of Brian.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
And the people at South Park on television's Comedy Central do it practically every week.
Yea, believe in me and ye shall find peace.
Yeah, we've heard that crap for about 2,000 years now. We want to hear something new. It's the year 2000, for Christ's sake.
Yeah!
Here, it's called free speech. In some other countries, it's blasphemy and it's illegal. For several years, Islamic countries have sponsored a UN resolution condemning what they call defamation of religion. That resolution is up for a vote again this week, NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
Those guys from South Park could wind up in jail in some countries. Some countries where it's more about what the government says offends a religion rather than defaming a person. That issue of defamation is a tricky one. Can you actually defame an idea? And what role does the truth play?
If you just think about what all the world's religions say, so each one of them claims to have some sort of a truth.
Angela Wu works for the Beckett Fund, a non-profit law firm that monitors religious freedom.
And each one of them is probably offensive by its very nature to people of other faiths who disagree with them.
We're here at the UN building in New York where the defamation resolution is up for review. Its main sponsors are the 57 Muslim countries that make up the OIC, the Organization for Islamic Conference. One of the main reasons they cite for continuing the resolution is what they see as criticism of Islam, like the Danish cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, published in over 50 countries in 2005. The Muslim world exploded with protests, many of them violent. The OIC blames the cartoons, saying they were defamatory. After weeks of requests for comment, the only OIC person who agreed to talk to me about this resolution was Margaret Kafiro of Uganda. In a written response, she said, quote, "The resolution deals with the disturbing increase in racist violence and xenophobic ideas in various parts of the world." But that reason for the resolution is exactly why its opponents argue against it. Here's Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking in September.
Instead of protecting religious practice and promoting tolerance, this concept seeks to limit freedom of speech.
Human rights groups fear that having this approved year after year at the UN gives it more credibility. They say it helps those governments punish people who criticize the state's interpretation of a religion. There are other objections. This is John Hanford, U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom.
What we fear is that this is an effort which ultimately is exporting anti-blasphemy laws that you find in countries like Pakistan to the international level.
And there's a political component here.
That's why when you criticize certain practices and or beliefs, the politicians use it to further their own policies.
Ali Ahmed is a Shiite Muslim dissident from Saudi Arabia.
If you criticize the king in Saudi Arabia, you're criticizing God, basically.
This year, there's more opposition to the resolution. In response, Islamic countries have toned it down. Ironically, that's made it unacceptable for some of the strictest Islamic countries, like Saudi Arabia. Recently, the kingdom sponsored an interreligious dialogue and asked the rest of the world to respect religious expression. But does that mean Saudi Arabia will do the same? I asked Prince Saud al-Faisal, the kingdom's foreign minister.
To say from the beginning, you have to transform yourself into something which you aren't now, or nothing else can be achieved, is, I think, carrying the argument too far.
That sounded like a no, or at least, not yet. Opponents of the resolution say they're encouraged at signs the Muslim countries aren't as united as they once were. Even so, it's expected to pass yet again. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.